At the beginning, I would like to ask you for the excuse that I can't give a absolutely real picture. I would like rather spoke about very brutal pictures and which are in violation of law, and this on a permanent basis. And this is, has become also a part of the mind of men, and because it is repeatedly on air every day, such brutal pictures that we get from Syria, and it is the place which currently is the most obvious manifestation of brutality and of monsters of our time. And of course, I'm against all this. I'm totally against all this, of course. I would like to talk about the pictures of monsters. No thing is more illustrative for the understanding of our time of chaos and nihilism than the image of monsters. Also to show the violence that controls us in the current era of postmodernism and neoliberalism. Visual and digital pictures have become the new regulator of the world by way of dealing with brutality in a very extreme tenderness and stealthiness. It is a world in which pictures turn into a game to make international public opinion, but that is not new despite of the change of sources of reference and the confusion concerning the concept of democracy, and despite of the saying that this picture has become something with which everybody can play, or what can be called the popularity of the picture. However, something is scaring. The popularity of the picture and its democracy turns into a process of triggering incontrollable instincts dependent on the economic and political conditions under which people live. Thus, no margin in which they can live a life of dignity and humanity is left to them. There are no values of democracy, freedom, no jobs. Education is insufficient. Instead, of course, there is a world of violence and extremism. On the other hand, the globalization of such a picture and its recruitment as a means to forge public opinion, how chaotic it may ever be, remains to be its basic regulator, namely the administration of violence and the making of instruments, therefore. The best, most recent example is perhaps the Middle East, with its wars and uprisings. The picture of change which opened up in the Middle East after 2010 is a bright picture of revolutions that appeared to end the time of the dictators which had ruled the Arab countries, but very soon this turned into wars and coups and a violent image of political Islam and the armed Islamist movements. And then, of course, ISIS, which turned the balance of affairs upside down. We have two contradictory pictures. The one ISIS is presenting through terrifying videos which show the burning of people alive or heads cut off, the bodies of human beings by scaring slaughter action, or messages threatening the world with even more killing and destruction. They are pictures of brutality and atrocities unimaginable by the human mind. Such picture may have been somewhere in the minds of mankind throughout its history, but they were never as imminent and straightforward as today. they were never such an essential part of every moment of daily life. The professionally made pictures and videos produced in technical advanced way by ISIS members who had mostly lived in the West stand for the demonstration of mankind's brutality in its worst and they stand for the demonstration of mankind's brutality in its worst with a Hollywood-like technical level. They are at the teasers on when we want to explain in detail these pictures which are published by ISIS. Of course, there are different kinds of videos, and I always say that this organization is precisely and strongly organized, and they have a sophisticated information system and media system. And these videos that are broadcasted, they are made in highly equipped places, and they always speak in Arabic, and they do it, they show this brutality and the killings. They do it on the market places of the towns that they occupy, and they use sophisticated technology to record this mobiles and so on. But the videos that are broadcasted in the world to the West, they are made with a very, very high level of technology. This mechanism of taking photographs and also the sound record and so on. This is a very well organized way of committing brutal acts, and they do it in color, and they do it it's done by people who come from various parts of the world, and they have so they are well equipped, they are well skilled, they have the people who are able to produce cinema pictures and movies, and this is of course then directed to the West and to the Westerners. These professionally made pictures are the teasers on international TV channels and the newspapers, and they are a permanent subject of discussion on social media. That means these pictures have turned into a virtual future reality expected after the removal of the dictatorships. Such pictures make a dictator with all his miseries and oppression a much better option than that of ISIS. This picture is permanently displayed. And as I said, a dictator appears better than with all his all the sufferings he causes appears better than ISIS. This picture is permanently displayed. It blesses death in its most horrible form. It is the answer to man's everlasting question on the nature of death. It is not a death of mercy, which is shown on the pictures and the videos. It is straight on, extremely nasty under the eyes of the public. It proves the monstrosity of this terrorist organization, makes it the biggest enemy in the world. And it also triggers counter brutality and violence in the West. But it suppresses the question on the underlying causes and reasons of such violence, its motives, and the possibility to get rid of it in a space less nihilistic than that showed to us by ISIS. The atrocities on which we can talk when it comes to the complicated Syrian tragedy, it is again connected to the question, what are the reasons of this, especially why has Daesh, ISIS, has been able to get so strong? And the hidden monstrous picture of the world of wispy death, as I like to call it, these are the atrocities that are also connected to the complicated Syrian tragedy. They are video, non-theatrical pictures, the violent picture of the subsequent and cumulative massacre throughout a five-year time span. They, by themselves, are part of a process of the systematic creation of the violence of the world as a picture of ISIS. The picture of the Syrian victims, however, whose huge number is out of any comparison with the number of victims of direct ISIS atrocities, it is suffering is totally concealed. People who die in dozens and hundreds, whose total number is now in the hundreds of thousands under the direct shelling and bombardments of the Assad regime and Russia. The victims, they disappear totally. There's no clear proof of the identity of such victims as they vanish within the piles of bodies in the picture of which locals and activists document from the bombed site, which is the only source available to us to know what, to know the truth of what is happening there. But the document, at the same time, those documents are already forgotten since every moment, every hour, every day, there's bombing and shelling and death. This picture of death is dealt with by the world media in a way that makes them either omnipresent in the people's minds or deleted, a truth fallen into oblivion now. The escalating quickness of pictures of violence, their growing number, causes their deletion. Years ago, the first picture of a little Syrian girl who was beheaded by a bomb was a shock for the world. But the daily repetition of such pictures deprived them from their symbolism of for suffering. Syrians turned from humans to figures, to numbers, to victims, to objects. The fastness of pictures due to modern technology, which permanently present all this violence as part of a mechanism of forgetting and the anesthesia of optical and mental memory. Humans turn into objects and victims into digital images. Violence becomes part of uninterrupted daily events. Thus, humans are prepared to accept such things as normal, hence to accept violence committed as part of war crimes. The Syrians who live with this tragedy are aware of this fact, but international media display such atrocity in a selective manner. There are pictures of violence which have accompanied the events in Syria since 2011, when the Syrians started their peaceful revolution. Pictures of arrested people and those who died under torture emerged, then pictures of destroyed cities that had stood up against Assad, and the remains of bodies of tortured civilians. Those pictures were partly used to fuel the sectarian conflict, and I would like to say here that they have also been used by the regime to fuel the sectarian conflict, because the revolution started as a popular revolution, and then this religious aspect was added. Those pictures became obvious at the beginning of the revolution when pictures and videos of killing and torture were broadcasted live by sectarian militias against certain local communities. These pictures contributed to the spread of violence and, firstly, to the acceptance of an armed revolution, and secondly, its religion confessionalization. Then the pictures played a basic role in this process. And I also would like to talk about the pictures of the massacres with chemical weapons in Ghouta, the 21st of August 2013, and where 1,400 people lost their lives. And I would like to say, 10 days after this massacre, ISIS came to Syria, and at the time I was in the northern Syria, and at the time we tried to build centers of civil gathering and of education to form a group of activists who went back to Syria, to the regions which allowed us to work on the building up of a civil society. So at this I was in this region when this massacre occurred, and these centers which we tried to build up, they in these centers, the activists used the internet in order to know what is going on. And these brutal pictures appeared then on the internet, the pictures of the massacre. And we were shocked. And I saw people who had, in the beginning, when they heard that the ISIS is at the border here or there, and then I saw people who felt a lot of fear and a lot of disappointment. And after 10 days after this massacre, ISIS entered this region. And these pictures of violence were also something like, became something like acceptance of, or contributed to the acceptance of violence. And so they, but more or less these pictures of this massacre disappeared then, or they were replaced by pictures of ISIS. It was not even mentioned that more than 1,400 people were killed. So then this militia, this ISIS militia came, which was scattered over the country before that. So the process of disseminating fast pictures and the attempts of the Syrians to document what they experience as the only instrument to explain what is happening, this as the only instrument to explain the sufferings, the publication of the pictures of their death is that by photos and videos. And especially to show the brutality, how they are dealt with, how they are killed. And of course, these pictures are taken by mobiles and shown on videos, and you know them all. This brutality was left to the responsibility of the international community, but it did not bear the responsibility, especially not the big powers, which always raise the slogan of human rights and democracy, but they are preoccupied with managing the conflict in Syria, like America, Iran, and others. And there's they use these pictures also to justify this way of acting in Syria, and especially when they show the pictures and the brutality of ISIS. But what is happening there, in addition to this, this is not shown, and they show the first in brackets the first violence. This is violence of ISIS, but they do not show violence committed by other forces, by the regime, and so on. And so, of course, ISIS has really done the worst brutality, and the live pictures which are taken by mobile and then sent over the world about attacks of terrorist attacks in Europe, they are causing fear in Europe. And so the world is now faced with this nihilist position, and in its worst way, and it is used in the management of a crisis, and used to escalate the fear of each other, and to push up also conflicts among religions. And this is the narrative of the media in the world, and by concealing pictures in the interest of other pictures. But this, of course, causes more instinct of fear, and the feeling that the other has to be eliminated for the sake of self-defense. To make it clear, ISIS is truly the biggest monster. But we should also say clearly, it is the biggest monster, and the but the question behind these pictures of brutality and the quest for the reasons, which is not given sufficient space, is who has made ISIS? Why have thousands of young people joined this terror organization, especially from Europe? Why have revolutions for democracy turned into disastrous wars? Why have the other pictures of the war in Syria disappeared? What has the picture of this one monster made with the conscience of the world that has forgotten those victims who are dying daily live on the air? It is the monstrous picture which has consumed us all together now. The picture of a world full of fear and panic that such a theater of crime will come to us. What, however, makes this other side of the world a theater of such crimes? Why, and of course I speak about Europe now, why aren't we shown the photos of military bases occupying Syrian territories? Why is it not told to us that 300 civilians have been killed now again in a massacre? Why does the image of Syria in the world turn into a place of terror which produces only fear and death? Of course, this is not premeditated. What I'm saying now, and so I excuse, but I would also say that this theater of war, which is always in my heart, that and then when I see what is going on there, the changes that are going on there, this is hard to bear. Many questions posed to a world without any regular, the philosophy and ideal, a chaotic world of consumption, preoccupied with the arrangement of the instruments for the exploitation of another world and the usage of the resources of its nations by turning them in war zones and weapon markets. To reconsider this new world and to understand it within a creative system or for the further history of mankind is our today's challenge, especially because such pictures of monsters which are made with such a sophisticated technology, they often marginalize the pictures of other victims which have also deserved the interest of the people in the world.